Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as a little girl, she saw another mysterious little girl who wanted her to go with her. But this other little girl wasn't really real. So who was she?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and get yourself the ad-free version of the show and the archive of episodes, the advanced episodes. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, and patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Sounds like another lovely imaginary friend type story that we got here.
Those are always fun, aren't they?
They are. And it always then makes you think back to your own childhood and go, did I ever see the actual imaginary friends? I can say no to all of them.
Did you have imaginary friends?
Not really. I mean, it was just my conscience. I did name my conscience Mark. I don't know why, but
okay.
But I think so, because my dad worked with like four different Marks in the same building. I'm like, oh, it's a common name. But it was just my conscience. I knew it was my conscience. It wasn't like some mysterious voice or me seeing someone in the physical presence. You?
Well, I mean, I had a very, very vivid imagination when I was a child. And I think if you get into like this kind of line of work, you probably need to have that.
Yeah.
But I don't think, listen, I still talk to myself when I'm driving in my car. So sure. Is that an imaginary friend? Maybe, could be. I don't know.
I mean, it's not really, I don't know. That's I think, kind of self-reflection, kind of talking, working things through, things like that. But the actual seeing, I can't say I had that as imaginary friend. I had a very active imagination, but I didn't see things for the most part. The only time I remember seeing something was after staying up super late watching Thriller on VHS. You just keep rewinding it over and over and over. And I was so enthralled with the zombies that I swear to God, I thought I saw the zombies on the top of my stairs, in front of my door. And I'm like, I'm not going up there. And my parents are like, there's nothing there. But I vividly remember seeing them. Now, I know it wasn't ghostly. I know it was just truly an overactive imagination.
Did you try to do the dance, though?
I did a little bit. And then they started dancing with me. I'm like, look, Mom, the zombies are dancing in our house with me. And then they took me away. And I was just going to say, then they
put you in a facility and they never talked
to me. Well, the thing is, the facility was the radio station. They just kind of dropped me off there one day.
And, oh, great.
And well, you were there. Yeah.
Yes, I was the doctor, apparently.
Yeah, it's like, here, Todd, can you deal with him? And then my mom would call every day to make sure I was okay.
Right.
Which is true, too. Let's go to our first phone call. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Just calling in to tell my story. When I was around 5 or 6 years old, I was living down in a little town in Mexico. I really don't remember the name of it, but my mother used to work at a bridal shop. And the way that stores were set up, they were consecutive to each other. So if you wanted to go to the next store, all we had to do was just get out of the building and walk right next door. Well, there was this one occasion where I wanted to go use the bathroom. And since our store didn't have a bathroom, but the next door neighbor did, he let us use his bathroom. And I remember that day, it was my mother, me, and the neighbor's wife who took me down to the bathroom because we were new to the location. So I was in there for maybe not even 5-10 minutes. When I was in the stall, the door bursted open like somebody had kicked it. And, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what had happened. You know, I didn't open the door. I didn't kick it. It was just like a gust of wind bursting it open. And I remember this white, I mean, extremely, like, I can't even explain it, but it was a bright white light. And there was this little girl standing in the white light. She had old Victorian clothing, all dressed in white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was pale, pale skinned, kind of like Caucasian looking, I guess you could say. And, she kept motioning me, to come here, to go towards her. And every time she would open her mouth to, I guess, sort of speak, all I could hear were murmurs going around the room and in my ear. I couldn't understand, obviously, what she was saying with her voice. But with her index finger, she kept motioning me to go towards her, to walk towards her. Like I mentioned a couple seconds ago, it was so detailed that I still remember how she looked like and what she was wearing. I can even recall her eye color, too, which is like a blue eye color. So we're thinking that maybe she was from around the 1800s or before the Revolutionary War in Mexico, or however you want to call it. And we figured out a couple days after that she may have passed away there, because it used to be a place where people from all kinds of, like, ranch-style land would come and sell their products, or they were coming from other different towns and staying overnight before reaching their final destination. And I think when a plague hit, it killed a lot of people, so but we can't explain that white, bright light. We can't explain why she would appear to me underneath the bathroom sink. And when I screamed that there was a little girl in the bathroom, and my mom and the guy's wife came rushing in, nobody could see her but me. And the light started flickering and mouth, where it was in my stall, and I completely freaked my mother out. And she just, like, picked me up. And she's like, you know what? We've got to get out of here. It's like, this does not look good. It's like, I can't see the little girl. I don't know what she's trying to say or argue, because I was crying really bad. And so once she figured all that stuff out, we think that she may have died in there. When before the settings were constructed, the little doors, the individual doors. After that, we never saw her again, hopefully. It was a great thing that we never saw her again. But till this day, after seeing that, it certainly did make me, I guess you could say, more open. Because now that I'm like 22 years old, I was working at a job at night by myself. And I saw her again. But this time, she came to me in a different way. But she never appeared as a little girl anymore. She was some, like, different kind of being. I can't explain it. But I guess we were lucky in a way that we didn't get to see her again as a human. At least, you know, until I reached my job. But it was completely hectic. She would throw stuff around. I would hear my name being called. She attacked my brother once when I brought him into work. She started taking the tricycle that they had for the pulley cart and rammed it into his ankle and cut open his leg. So I don't know if she had attached herself to me and only became active after I started working across the graveyard by myself. And I would like to hear some opinions, and if you guys got questions, bye-bye. I love you guys.
That's a creepy story. Thoughts on that?
I don't know what it is about bathrooms, but you hear a lot of stories like an old movie. And I was thinking about the movie theater in our hometown that had the bathrooms downstairs, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. There are a lot of stories about experiences in or around bathrooms of old buildings. And that just always kind of surprised me. Like, why would they be hanging out there? But, you know, you do hear it a lot.
I don't know. I mean, I could see it being an emotionally charged area. Bathrooms. There's some times where you're, you know, having a conversation, or sometimes you need a escape or a break. Where do you go? The bathroom. Go lock yourself in a stall for a little bit. Nowadays, you play on your phone and stuff. But, you know, there are places where I think, you know, there's a lot of thinking that goes on there, as silly as it sounds. And a lot of energy that would have gone through those very small places for a very long period of time.
That is very true. Certainly every scary movie from The Shining to Amityville Horror and everything since then, there's always a bathroom scene, and there's always steam on the glass, and there's always mm-hmm. a message on the mirror and stuff like that. So that's the part of this story that I really kind of gravitated toward, the fact that it kind of started in a bathroom.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thank you for sharing that story. If you want to share your story, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. If you want an ad-free experience, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, Tony, thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.